I'm currently in a MS Teams meeting.
We have the name of the model, so we just replaced that model.
This is how we do business. 261 days into COVID, having to work from home, called telework, and taking on these MS Teams meetings, which what the government uses, is I'm a contractor for the government, is similar to what these TV commercials for Zoom is.
Oh, do you want to go first?
No, I don't. You go.
Are we just going to be on slide 7, talking about bundling and saving? Jamie, you're cutting out.
Sorry, I'm like, hey, whoever's doing that, can you go on mute?
Oh, my bad.
I was just saying there's a typo on slide 7. Bundle home and auto for big disco snouts.
I think that's supposed to say discounts.
Are you sure about that?
Hey, can you guys see me?
That is so true in this world of COVID. I want to talk to you about some of the shit that I've been going through. You've seen the progressive TV commercial take on a lighter side of the subject. But the darker side of it is shit. This morning, take for instance, I got up 7:50 in the morning, logged into work 8 o'clock in my pajamas, don't even take a shower anymore. I trip yesterday, we had another MS Teams meeting, and these motherfuckers are on camera in essentially like a suit and a tie, you know, minus the jacket. They're in their house. And, you know, with the camera, proudly showing that they are that they're working hard and they're dedicated and serious to the job. What used to be, and everybody used to have their camera on when it first started 261 days ago. And we noticed little changes in people getting haircuts and people's houses and, oh my goodness, the judging, right? When you see the background in someone's house, you immediately make judgments on that person and how they live and what kind of person they are in general, just based on their background. So what did they do? They created this artificial background so that people, you won't peer so closely into their world on these MS Teams or Zoom get-togethers. You know, they created this background, so you're looking at, I don't want you to look at my background. Shit, me? I don't give a fuck. You can look at, I'm in a plain-ass apartment. I started off in a house, in my spare bedroom, sold the house, moved into this little-ass apartment with a noisy-ass neighbor that stomps his feet all the time. And I'm actually working now, getting high every fucking day, and you know, smoking a joint on the job too. It is working from home. And my wife says, hey, you got it so easy. I make what essentially comes out to be $200 a day working at this job, which I don't really even like this one, even though I'm working from home and my attention span or level of effort is probably at like a 10 or 15% level. I still despise the fact that I have to check in and like report, you know, like getting up for school, going in for work, you know, it's got a hold on your life. It's got control over your life. $200 a day has control over my life. Really? I don't like that. That's what I'm trying to, I went from having a secure government position to backing out ever so slowly, completely out of it, announced my departure to everybody. But that's not the purpose. You gotta be a rolling stone. You gotta keep on moving, man. The people in here, they're dressing in ties and showing the world that, hey, I'm still part of this whole program. It's either you're a yes man or you're a question man. I used to be a yes man. And, you know, what it comes essentially down to it is like, you want to get one block, you better support everything that your boss is doing, and that better be your objectives. If not, then you know you're not supporting him. You're doing your own thing, and that's okay. But you're gonna pay for it, and resulting from like you know not getting one box. That didn't happen to me, but that's just the reality of it all, and that's how the world works, right? So, yeah, MS Teams is hilarious in the fact that today, nowadays, 261 days into it, getting stoned every day, going into work, and still hating it. That's pathetic, man. Everybody really, I know many people probably like throw themselves over for this kind of work. It's not even work. I should be ashamed of myself. It's like I'd rather be spending my time doing something else. I'd rather be thinking of something else. And that's what I'm really saying to all this. It's like, I'd rather spend my time doing something else. And it's $200. All I gotta do is replace that, right? That $200 can be replaced with something that I'd like to spend my mind doing and reward me with $200. So I just gotta find that balance. I may not, but at least when you cut loose and not have the chains, the shackles, this is like forcing you to servitude, sit in a fucking box, stare at a computer screen, and answer questions like a monkey. It's not freedom. Fucking called prison. Serving a prison sentence. Mine is over in 6 months. How much time do you got to serve? That's my question to y'all. That's the Stoner's Journal. Wiki out. Thanks for listening.